Well, hi, honey. How did school go today?
Okay.
Well, gee, you look kind of sad. What's wrong? Did you have a bad day?
Well, Sally stayed over last weekend, and we talked a lot.
Yeah, I remember you talking so late at night that I had to remind you several times to go to bed.
Well, that night I told her some secrets about myself, and now she's told other people, and the whole school knows. I'm so mad at her, I don't even want to talk to her anymore.
Did you tell her how disappointed you were with her?
Yeah, I said it really hurt my feelings.
What did she say?
Well, she said she was sorry, and I forgave her, but I still don't want her as a friend anymore.
Well, I can understand how you feel that way, but you really got to ask yourself that, well, what if God did this to us? I mean, what if when we confessed our sins to our Heavenly Father, He said, I forgive you, but I don't want you to be close to me anymore? How would you feel?
I guess I'd feel like God hadn't really forgiven me.
Yes, but isn't that exactly the way that you've forgiven Sally? Imagine that God said your name and He said to you personally, I forgive you. And that means I promise never to think about this again, your sin, or never to dwell on it. I promise I won't bring it up and use it against you. But instead, I won't talk to anybody about it, and I won't let this sin stand between us, and I won't let it hinder our relationship. What if God said that to you personally?
I would know I was completely forgiven, but I don't really deserve that kind of forgiveness because of the way I'm feeling about Sally.
Well, that's it, isn't it? But would we ever deserve it? God's forgiveness is a free gift that He purchased for us by Jesus' death on the cross. He doesn't forgive you because you deserved it or you've earned it. He forgives you because He loves you. And when you truly understand how precious and wonderful and undeserved this forgiveness is, you will want to forgive Sally in the same way that God has forgiven you.
Dad, that's what I want to do. I want to forgive Sally all the way. Can I call her right now?
Well, sure you can. And I'm so proud of you. I love you so much.
I love you too, Dad. Thanks.
Reconciliation starts with forgiveness, but it doesn't end there. It goes on. Perhaps you've thought the same thought or even said the same words as the daughter said to her friend, or wanted to say, I forgive you, but I can't be close to you anymore. Think of this statement in light of the prayer that we pray here so much, so often. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. What would happen if God forgave you exactly the same way that you sometimes want to forgive other people? You know, I forgive you, but I can't be close to you any longer. As Christians, we really have to see that big connection between God's forgiveness to us and our forgiveness to other people. Our youth group sings a song based on Galatians 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. God gives us this incredibly high standard to live up to with regards to forgiveness. Fortunately, He also gives us the grace and the guidance that we need to imitate Him by forgiving others as He's forgiven us. High standard, but high resources He provides. Maybe you feel that you don't have the strength to forgive others, especially if you've been hurt really bad or someone has betrayed your trust. Well, I say to you, congratulations, because you've made an excellent discovery. You've observed something that's very true. And the truth is, none of us have the strength inside ourselves to do such a thing. There's only one way you can overcome the barrier of sin when someone sins against you, the barrier of your feelings. And that is to admit that you can't forgive from your own strength, and you desperately need God's strength. You need God to come in and change your heart. And this kind of honesty and reliance on God is a key step in moving towards forgiveness. God is delighted to answer this kind of plea for help that we send up to Him. Help me, Lord, change my heart. Make me want to forgive others. As we depend on and receive His grace to us, we can't help but breathe out that grace to other people around us. Friends, forgiveness is not feeling. You know, feelings just kind of come on us. But forgiveness is an act of the will. And that means there's some decision-making involved. When you forgive someone, the first thing you got to do is decide on to call on God who can change our hearts. And then you have to decide not to think about or to talk to someone else about that sin that you want to forgive in others. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgetting is kind of a passive thing where the memory just gradually fades out of our mind until it's gone. Forgiving is an active process. It involves a conscious thinking and a choice, a deliberate course of action. For instance, when God says, "I remember your sins no more," it's not that He got so old that He kind of forgot about what we did, right? No, it's just the opposite. He says to us, I choose not to remember what you have done. I choose not to bring it up and to remind you of it. I choose not to mention or think about your sins ever again because I consider them gone as if they never happened. When He forgives us, He chooses to do that. Now, for us to do that, that takes a lot of effort, especially if we've been hurt deeply or if that offense, whatever it is still fresh in our mind. But fortunately, when we choose to forgive one and stop dwelling on an offense against us, well then, the painful memories usually begin to fade rather quickly. Forgiveness is not a feeling, it's not forgetting, and forgiveness is not merely excusing. Excusing says, that's okay. You couldn't have helped yourself, or it really doesn't matter. It really wasn't wrong. In fact, forgiveness is the opposite of excusing. Because forgiveness is saying that what you did was wrong, we both know that, and it was inexcusable, but because God has forgiven me, I can and do forgive you. Because forgiveness deals honestly with sin, it brings a freedom that no amount of excusing could ever bring to mind. A woman went to her pastor and she said, "Every time my husband and I get in a fight, he gets hysterical, or rather historical. He gets historical." And the pastor said, "Oh, you really must mean hysterical." And she said, "No, I mean exactly what I said. Because whenever we get in a fight, he starts recounting all the things that I did way back when that I thought we were past. And I get a history lesson." Isn't this a common problem? You know, you're locked in a discussion with someone and it gets heated and they start reminding you all these things you did 5, 10, 20 years ago. That happens because having never learned the true meaning of forgiveness, many people keep a record of the wrongs done against them. And they bring them up again and again. When someone sins against you, you can either take payments or you can make payments. You take payments when you make them suffer by continually reminding them of what they did, continually punishing them through painful memories or giving up on them and holding them at arm's length and not letting them near you emotionally ever again. On the other hand, you make payments when you release other people from the penalties that they've committed and that they deserve to pay. Sometimes God enables us to do this rather easily. You decide to forgive, and by God's grace, the debt is quickly and fully canceled in your heart, in your mind, and everything's okay, and you're at peace again. But there are those times when you've experienced a deep hurt, and the debt it creates just can't be paid all at once. You may have to wrestle in yourself with forgiving that other person. You struggle with it. That means you have to fight against painful memories. You have to fight to speak gracious words when you really want to just say something really hurtful to them. And it means tearing down walls and being vulnerable yourself. Yes, forgiveness is costly, but if you believe in Jesus, then you'll find that you have more than enough to cover these payments. You see, by going to the cross, Jesus has already paid off the ultimate debt for sin, and he's established an account of abundant grace in your name. And as you draw on that grace day, by faith, you learn that you have all you need to make those payments of forgiveness for those who've wronged you. You've got this inexhaustible store, supply of forgiveness that God has given to you, and it certainly can flow out to others around you. There may be times when you forgive someone in your heart, but that does not mean you automatically release a wrongdoer from all the consequences of sin. For instance, although God forgave the Israelites when they grumbled against him and rebelled against him in the wilderness, the consequences that remained were he did not allow them to come into the promised land. They all died in the wilderness over that 40 years. It was their children who received the promise. There may be times when you forgive someone in your heart, but you can't afford to absorb the consequences of such a wrongdoing. Or maybe if you could bear the cost, doing so may not be the wisest or the most loving thing to do for an offender. For instance, I know of a congregation where there was one person who counted the money, you know, week after week, year after year, and the temptation of having that money go through his hands got too much for him, and he fell prey to stealing from the Lord. And over the course of years, he had taken many thousands of dollars. Now, when the congregation found out about this, the man was repentant. He was sorry for what he had done. And the congregation forgave him and expressed God's forgiveness to him. But they did require him to repay the debt over time. So his sin was forgiven, but he still had some consequences of his actions to deal with. We should remember, however, that once a person expresses repentance, God calls you to truly forgive and remove the penalty of personal separation from that person, to imitate God's love and mercy, and to do only what will build up the other person. As we pray each time, forgive us as we forgive others. So we ask God to guide us and keep us as we forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Amen. And may the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts now and forever.